Are there ghosts in space? Are all landlords demons? Answers to these questions and more on this episode of
This Paranormal Life!
Yo, and welcome back to This Paranormal Life. This is the weekly comedy podcast where every Tuesday, me, Kit Greer-Mulvenna, and Rory Powers, who's sitting across from me, investigate a different paranormal tale and decide at the end of the episode if it's true or not, if it's truly paranormal or not.
Oh, yeah.
We've been in this industry for years, the grifting industry, and we're getting pretty good at it at this stage.
We've seen it all, folks. We've seen ghouls, we've seen goblins, we've seen demons. We have very few fears left.
But there's always some left.
There are. Specifically, spiders and commitment. And my greatest fear of all, marrying a spider. A combination of the two of them.
I think we can all understand that.
Where do I put the ring? She has so many arms.
To be fair, we have more fingers than they have legs.
That's your takeaway. That's what they say to rile up the armies when we're taking part in the Great Spider Wars. Remember, men, we have more fingers than they have legs. Hurrah!
And we just they eat all our fingers. Let's cut to today's chase, Rory. I can't believe it took us so long, but today we're talking about Ouija boards.
Ooh,
Rory, what do you know?
I mean, not a lot outside of the general knowledge of these things. They are a tool used to communicate with, I assume, the dead, but maybe not just the dead. It could be just creatures of the underworld, demons possibly as well. It's a board with letters on it, and people move a little circular object around the board together to kind of spell out words.
All right, Einstein, looks like you know a lot about them. Why don't you host this week's episode?
Created in 1917.
All right, that's quite enough. You've been reading my notes, sir. This is one of those weird cases where even though we are the experts, probably a lot of our listeners know more than us because I think I'm right in saying neither of us have ever used a Ouija board.
They genuinely kind of scare me.
Whereas I think depending on where you grew up in the world, a lot of people have used them and done them. Me and Rory were talking about this episode coming up a while ago, and we both said we're scared of them. My parents would disown me if they knew I was doing one.
Yeah, and we do a lot of weird shit as well. I mean, we tried to summon an actual demon at a live show. We used a cursed voodoo doll that I bought on the internet a few weeks back. And this is one of the few things that we haven't done yet because it kind of scares me a little.
I had a pretty normal childhood, but my mom talked weirdly a lot about Ouija boards. And if you're at someone's house and they want to do a Ouija board, run out of the house as fast as you can.
That is someone who had a traumatic experience as a child. That's like your dad making you swear as a child you will never play Jumanji. And it's like, so you played Jumanji then? That's the only reason why you could be this enthusiastic.
Yeah, you should at least be neutral about Jumanji.
Your ghillie suit tuxedo is making a lot more sense now, Dad.
I just don't know if I'll get sucked back in. I have to be ready.
Did you always have that monkey tail, Father?
Well, our first story comes from a Reddit user named No Springs. He was only 12 years old when this happened, but it was so terrifying he remembers it like it was yesterday. No Springs was spending the night at their friend Danny's house, a classic sleepover. What better activity to fill the evening than playing a Ouija board? Danny went and got it from the cupboard while his sister Jenna dimmed the lights. They placed it on the center of the coffee table in the living room. They put the glass on the board, put their fingers on it, and moved it around to warm up the board. But before long, the board took over and the game had begun.
Whoa.
To their relief, it was fun. The planchette was moving around like crazy, spelling out all sorts of stupid words.
P. O. O. P. It spelled poop.
They didn't know how it was happening, but that was part of the fun. It was a little scary, sure. But even if it was a ghost operating the board, at least they were all having a good time. All three of them had their fingers on the planchette when it suddenly jerked violently. It began shooting around the board with purpose, as if by magic.
Ooh.
I can see you through the window.
Oh, God.
I can see you through his eyes? What does that mean?
Put the board away. Put the board... You've gone too far already, children. I would have stopped at poop. I would have stopped at poop. That's a word. That's
it
a
knows
human...
too much. It knows what poop is. God knows what else it knows. This is when you need to break out your safety matches to safely burn this thing to the ground. The kids were terrified and turned all at once towards the small basement window high above them. Through it, they could see the car in the driveway and the dark woods beyond. Jenna was so scared, it looked as if she might cry. Danny and No Springs were on edge too and tried to console her, but they were both extremely curious about what was happening.
Hey, it's okay. It can't hurt us. Let's just ask what it means. Oh, Great Spirit, where are you? Under the car. It's under the car. Let's go see.
The boys were keen to check out what was going on. The last thing Jenna wanted to do was go outside in the dark, but she wasn't okay with being left alone in the basement. So she begrudgingly followed them up the stairs and out the back door. They crouched low and crawled to the edge of the car, peering underneath it, hoping to see something.
Can you see anything?
Suddenly, a dark shape appeared, seemingly out of nowhere. It was a huge black cat, and it was furious, hissing and scratching.
Ooh.
The kids ran back inside, half petrified and half relieved it was only a cat. But Jenna was done.
Guys, can we stop now? I'm really scared.
But no sooner had she uttered those words than every single light in the entire house cut out. The kids screamed at the top of their lungs. They sat in the pitch black, not daring to move, so frightened they could barely breathe. The only source of light was the dim glow from the window that the unseen force said it had been watching them through. But now not one of them could bring themselves to even glance at it.
This is very intense for a sleepover. You know, when I was young, whenever I had sleepovers as a kid, we'd fire up, you know, Mario Kart on the N64, microwave some popcorn, stay up past our bedtimes.
And sure, play Ouija Board 64 for the Nintendo all through the night.
I was playing Luigi Board and Mario Kart. But this is intense. Making connections with the demon world, that's a little intense for adults, let alone 12-year-olds.
I think kids have changed a lot, you know. I think parents back in the day were worried too much about us having, I don't know, premarital sex.
Sure.
When they should have been worried about us screaming out. I think what one of these 12-year-olds said was, "Oh, Great Spirit, where are you?" a minute ago.
You wish they were banging each other. That would be the least of your problems.
After what felt like an eternity, the lights suddenly flickered back on. But in reality, it couldn't have been more than a few minutes. But the children weren't consoled by the light. They sat up in quiet terror until sunrise, at which point they put the board away at the back of the closet and never played with it again.
Too late. Too late, guys. The door's open.
So I think it's safe to say that most of our listeners have heard of a Ouija board before, and I'm sure 90% of them have done one. But not all of them will know the history of the most famous method of communication with the other side. Also known as a spirit board or talking board, the wooden slate is adorned with four words: yes, no, hello, and goodbye. It also features the entire alphabet and often a series of numbers, 1 to 10.
It's quite weird to throw in hello and goodbye, isn't it?
You're gonna see that's quite crucial later on.
Oh, really?
Because you're gonna wanna say bye.
Okay.
When it says I can see you through the window, you're gonna wanna say goodbye.
Bye-bye, tap it twice. I just thought, you know, some of those words would be, instead of basic pleasantries, some of their most popular words, like blood, mm-hmm. or horns, or fire. You know, it's like, they talk about that a lot, so we're gonna, it'll be a little time saver.
Yeah, just like, you should have demon or angel on there, so that if they just go straight to demon, you can break the board in half.
Yeah, it should be like fucking, I basically want this to be like a fucking paranormal chat roulette.
Right.
Where as soon as you make contact, you're like, angel or demon. If it goes to demon, pass. Skip to the next one. Angel or demon? Angel. All right, well, that's what you want to talk about. Blood. All right, you were a demon. Fucker, you got me there. Pass.
This is something we'll touch on later, which is part of the problem is that the spirits can lie. You can, so even if you give them the option of angel, they're going to choose it.
Yeah.
A criminal isn't going to tell you they're a criminal.
If anything, it's quite fitting. I don't know demons to be trustworthy. I don't think that's one of their defining characteristics.
Paranormal chat roulette. We should make that app.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So users place their fingers on a wooden pointer called a planchette, which often has glass in the middle, so you can read the letter. And this moves between words and letters to spell out messages. Now, a quick Google search will tell you that, oh, it's all an innocent, traditional parlor game, and it wasn't even remotely associated with the occult until it was featured in The Exorcist in the early 70s. The Ouija board was even patented by the Parker brothers around 1900, the same company that brought us board games such as Cluedo, Monopoly, and Scrabble.
Wow.
Nothing paranormal about it whatsoever, just another board game that sits in your cupboard, ready for a rainy Sunday afternoon.
That's interesting. So at a certain point, at least, it was viewed as like any other kind of children's game or family game.
I think to this day it's copyrighted by Hasbro, the toy company.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bizarre, isn't it? So you can just get this? It's quite accessible?
Yeah.
It's not like a dark web thing?
I think in the UK, I don't think you're buying it in Toys R Us.
Right.
Or any similar toy shop. I don't think it's like... I don't know, it's not on the shelf with Action Man, that's for sure. But it was at one point, and they certainly reserved the right to sell it. America, not sure if you can just buy it off the shelf.
If the one company owns all of those IPs, I would love it if they did like a crossover edition. So it's like a Ouija board where you could talk to Mr. Monopoly. You know, it's like both games combined.
Right. Yeah, like Star Wars Ouija.
Yeah, exactly. Lego Ouija. Talk to the spirit of Jar Jar Binks. Misa can see you. Misa want blood.
Goodbye.
All right.
Absolutely goodbye. Misa, if you fire up your Ouija board and the first word is Misa, you know exactly who that is.
Angel or demon? Gungan. All right, to put the board away.
I think in terms of an identifying first word of a sentence, Jar Jar Binks is right up there with Michael Jackson. Right. If it's Shamone or Misa, you know who you're getting into. But Rory, the idea that this is just a kid's game is what they want you to believe. The truth is, people have been using Ouija boards to contact the dead for years before the creators of Risk got involved. Mediums traveled far and wide with their talking boards, helping bereft families get in touch with fallen soldiers from the American Civil War.
Wow, I didn't know it was that long ago.
Things really took off when it was adopted as a favorite method of ghostly communication by the Fox sisters. These were some seriously spooky women that claimed to be able to talk to spirits. They would bring out these boards at seances and got intelligible messages from the other side. The Ouija board... This is... Worryingly, the Ouija board is said to have named itself all the way back in the 1880s.
Holy shit!
A group of early adopters realized that their talking board didn't have a proper title and asked what it would like to be called. It spelled out Ouija.
The board told them? Not even a ghost on the other side?
I don't know. And the assembled mediums were confused. They had never heard the word before, so they asked what Ouija means. The board replied, "Good luck." As weird and cryptic as it was, the name has stuck.
Ooh, I don't like this, man. This is freaky.
Funnily enough, someone did tell us recently that they heard that the name Ouija is just the French and German words for yes stuck together. Oui and ja.
Oui, yeah. But then does that make sense that it says yes, yes?
Yeah, I looked this up and it's a popular story. I definitely saw people trying to discount it, saying that no, that doesn't seem to be where it comes from. So I don't know. Jury's out there. There's also a fun story that when the businessmen of the Parker brothers were trying to patent the design for the Ouija board, they were challenged by the patent officer to prove that it actually worked. Right, a magic board. Sounds great.
But if you want your patent, I'll need a demonstration. We can't sell this thing if it's all a load of bunk.
Not true. I don't think that's how anything works.
He challenged the Ouija board to spell out his full name, which the Parker brothers didn't know at that point. The man sat around, eyes glued to the planchette. And sure enough, it sailed around the board, spelling out the officer's entire name.
Sorry, what is going on? Is the board alive?
White-faced and visibly shaken, he had no choice but to grant them their patent.
How did the board know his name, if the brothers didn't even know it? Or was it his, like, dead mother on the other side spelling it out?
Just a ghost who can look into his cupboard and find a recent letter with his name on it.
Okay. That's fair.
It's a good question. Is it the board? Is it the ghost? This thing has a mind of its own. They got their patent, the boards went on sale, and reports of strange occurrences began flooding in. There were men that felt compelled to join the army after participating in a Ouija session. Presumably to fight the ghost army that was coming.
I mean, at the time that it was created, there's probably going to be a lot of dead soldiers. So some of the messages coming from the other side are going to be pretty patriotic. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if you were encouraged to join the army from the ghosts that were also in the army.
It's a good point. Yeah, yeah. Unless there's like a really embittered cadet who was killed in the line of duty. It's a scam. Please slap my recruiting officer for me. He ruined my life. One woman left almost the entirety of her fortune to a spirit named John Gale Forbes she'd met through a Ouija board.
They're dating?
The request couldn't be carried out as the gentleman in question didn't exist.
This is incredible.
There's even one story from Buffalo, New Jersey about two women who were trying to solve the mysterious death of one of their husbands and turned to the Ouija board for answers. The board gave them a name and description of the person it claimed to have killed their husband. So they went out, found that guy, and murdered him.
All right, that's a bit much. I don't think you should be executing revenge based on what a f***ing Scrabble board tells you.
The board told me Bono killed my cat, so I must end you too. Clearly, Ouija boards are no joke. And if you want to use them, Rory, there are strict rules to abide by. I'm going to lay down the Ouija law with some cautionary tales.
I don't think, by the sounds of it, there are no rules. People are using these for a huge amount of activities. What you said, one woman was borderline sexting with a ghost.
Yeah, and she gave away her whole worldly possessions. Other people took vigilante justice in their own hands and went to prison forever. That's why we need rules.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Rule number one.
No sexting.
No matter how sexy the ghost may seem, don't get involved.
The pacing on that must be terrible if you're like, all right, spirit, what are you wearing? Nothing. Ooh.
Yeah. N-O.
It's like trying to see boobs on dial-up broadband.
Sure.
Where an image would load like a chunk at a time.
a tenth of a nipple at a time. Rule number one, beware the risks. You might summon something you don't want to. This is the account of a guy named Jake. My buddy and I found a Ouija board at my girlfriend's house. We were really bored, so we wanted to see if it would actually work. As suspected, nothing happened. We brought the board back to my house and didn't think anything of it. The next day, strange things began happening. Out of nowhere, my friend started having sleep paralysis every time he spent the night at my house, despite never having had it before. The first time, he saw a tall woman with long black hair standing in the corner of the room facing the wall. The next time, he was asleep on the couch and he saw the same woman standing at my open door looking directly into my room.
Oh, God. Why are you making us do this? I don't want to see a strange woman in my apartment.
Rule number one, beware the risks. Basically, rule number one is don't do it. Rule number two, always close the circle. Ouija boards have hello and goodbye printed on them for good reason.
Ah, here we go.
Every session must begin with a greeting, and it's essential to say farewell to close the circle. Just ask this guy named Vince. When Vince was a child, one of his friends goaded him into playing with a Ouija board in his basement. Young Vince didn't expect anything out of the ordinary to happen, so he went along with it. Once they started to play, however, the lights began to flicker, the air around them grew cold, and a spirit began to communicate with them through the board. The spirit spelled out a Russian name and claimed he had been murdered. At that point, things were getting a bit too real. They decided to take a break to make some pizza rolls. but they forgot to close the circle when they were done. After returning to the basement, the energy was heavy. Books and things were sprawled out on the floor, and the board sat innocently in the center of the room, perfectly still. But when Vince caught a glimpse of the planchette in the mirror, its reflection was spinning wildly by itself.
That is terrifying.
That's pretty good horror movie stuff there. So say goodbye before eating pizza rolls, or just bring pizza rolls to the board and appease the demons with pizza rolls before closing the board.
Make a pizza offering. This is a little bit like Jumanji, isn't it? Where it's like, if you don't, because the whole thing about Jumanji was you have to finish the game for everything to stop.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's still going to go buck wild. And the jungle man's going to come get you and all that weird shit's going
to
happen.
I don't really remember Jumanji, but I'm starting to think it was heavily based on Ouija boards.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Even the like weird design is like kind of not too dissimilar. But then, yeah, similar to this, you have to close, you have to end it, close the circle for everything to stop. All the weird shit to stop.
Rule number three, respect the spirits or risk a ghostly burglary.
Okay. So far, every rule, by the way, is just respect the spirits, it seems like. And then you're just listing off a few different ways in which the spirits have been disrespected and the consequences of that.
Reddit user Hammerhands recalled a story about a friend who was a bit too vocal about his disbelief. We're hanging out in a friend's dorm room and busted out the Ouija board. It was about 11 p.m. and the communication with the board was going quite well. Gary, one of the skeptics, kept calling bullshit to the whole thing. We convinced him to sit on the floor with us and give it a shot. Is this for real or just a bunch of bullshit? He said. The planchette zipped to no in the blink of an eye. Fine, prove it. No sooner had he finished that statement when the lights in the room flickered and the building's fire alarm went off. This freaked us all out and we left the room to follow the fire alarm procedure. After 20 minutes, campus safety said it was a false alarm and led us back in our dorms. We got back to the room. The Ouija board was gone.
They didn't close the circle? Did they close the circle?
No one took it with us and the room was locked.
You f***ed up, Gary. Big time.
The Ouija board is like 3 blocks away. It stole a car. It got a bag of meth. It is going on the town tonight. Rule number four, I'm not even going to give you a story with this one because it doesn't need elaborating. Choose the right setting, aka no graveyards.
Okay, that's just common sense. Is it though? I'm, this is exactly why you needed to tell me this. I don't know though, is it? A graveyard, pretty good place if you're trying to make contact with dead people, right?
All right, fine.
Physical or spiritual.
Seeing as you're arguing on the one I didn't give you a parable, here's the parable.
Okay.
This was in Cosmo magazine. Rachel Schwartz was in high school when her and her friend decided to use a Ouija board in a graveyard. We sat in our grandparents' grave to mess around with a Ouija board.
All right, well, don't. That's f***ed up.
Five
that's
minutes
weird.
After we started playing with it, the ground began to sink underneath us. We ran out of there very quickly and haven't messed with one since. So there you go. Okay. You needed the story.
That was great. It's like, you don't need to tell me all these rules and all these stories. I get it. All right, well, don't do it on a graveyard. Seems like a good idea, though.
Well, now you told me I want to do it. Fine. Last rule, number five. Don't use it alone. Always bring backup.
Cool.
We don't know
like
the extent...
ghost backup or like regular backup?
Regular. Absolutely okay. Regular. I don't know the extent of what can happen when you use a Ouija board solo, but I did find one YouTuber who posted the following video of what happened when he attempted it.
Hey, guys. Happy Halloween. We're gonna try this again. Didn't work out too well last time.
Then don't try it again.
I did like this. If you didn't see what happened last time, this I'll annotatify it up there somewhere.
Alright, Kit showed me a video of a guy using a Ouija board in his house alone. Holy shit!
He's using a glass, a drinking glass, as a planchette, and it just exploded before he could even touch it.
I don't know. I'm tempted to run out the garden. I really can't do anything with that anyway.
What the hell?
The noise is going on.
He's in his kitchen. There was a noise in the background.
All right, shit is just flying at him now.
The ghost is trying to kill him.
That's pretty much garden time. The power of Christ compels ye.
He's now guarding himself with the Ouija board, using it as a shield.
And yelling, the power of Christ compels you.
That's a very bizarre... What are the comments like? Are people... I mean, even if it was fake, that was pretty believable looking.
Top comment. The way he said, the power of Christ compels you, I lost it, LOL, XD. Dude, you're the only one I've ever seen react like that to the activity of that level. Hats off to you, man. I'm surprised to even mess with you anymore because you're not scared of it. You rule in my book, bro.
That's true. He did handle it very well. But I'm not sure that's how it works, like this relationship with humans and demons. You know, they say when you're being bullied, if you stand up for yourself and stand up to the bully, then, you know, they don't mess with you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that works with demons. I think if I stood face to face with a demon and said, sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me, he would grab my soul from my chest
right. And
breathe fire down my throat, melting my dreams.
He would put your soul in a pocket dimension, making you feel like you lived in solitary confinement for 1,000 years before placing your soul back in your body, broken and afraid.
I would say, words will never hurt me. And then he'll say a word that I've never heard before, something that probably sounds like Markolov, and I would die. I would die 1,000 times in a second. It turns out their words can hurt quite a bit. Their words are magic. My words are, please stop, sir. This hurts.
Markolov.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Kit, when we bottle up our emotions, it can start to affect us negatively. Sometimes it's important that we get stuff off our chest.
Tell me about it. I found a UFO in the forest, and now this thing is attached to my chest.
Jesus, that's an alien. Mm-hmm. All right, I was speaking metaphorically about dealing with emotions and talking about our feelings by using services like BetterHelp.
I don't need to talk about my feelings. This thing can read my mind.
Therapy can be a great way to set boundaries and become the best version of yourself. With BetterHelp, you can get matched with a licensed therapist that suits your needs. It's online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
You're saying they can get things off my chest, like Zonktar here?
Don't give it a name.
Maybe me and Zonktar can sign up for BetterHelp together.
Give it a shot, and whatever it is, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ParanormalLife today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ParanormalLife.
I said there were five rules. There is actually more. I'll just rattle through a couple.
Sure.
Choose a quiet, dark place.
Graveyard.
Designate it. No, it's the only place.
Let's go.
Designate a leader and only they can ask questions. Assign a scribe to write the messages down. Don't take every word the spirits say as law. Like American police, they're allowed to lie and mislead you on purpose. Be polite and ask spirits to introduce themselves or you risk them getting violent with you. If you get a bad feeling, say a hasty goodbye and hang up the phone.
Wait, we have to be like polite to them and cordial?
And finally, sage the room once you're finished. Should have warned you about this earlier, as I highly doubt you have sage on you ready to burn. You're right, we don't.
Did you get some?
No.
Why did you buy the poison without the antidote? What do you mean you're reading it for the first time?
Doesn't matter. We are ready to go, Rory. I don't know if you can notice this package at the back of the room here. A suspiciously board-shaped package. I have bought a Ouija board for I don't us
wanna,
to use.
I don't want to do this.
We've got the rules. It'll be fine, bro.
We raced through the last of the rules.
Oh, there's a lot more too, but we just don't have time to read them. Something here about if your name's Rory, walk away. The demons hate that name.
Okay, well, that seems like a bad idea then.
One here about don't do it near 1 p.m. This is the paranormal demon hour, and it is absolutely unsafe to do it. Sadly, we are running out of time today, so we do have to just press on at 1. It'll all be fine.
These are a lot of red flags already from the get-go.
So I'm going to give Rory the package so he can check out the Ouija board for himself.
I don't... The worst part about this is that I can barely keep up with the day-to-day communications with my friends and family.
Right.
I don't need to open up a new line of communication.
Right, it's like getting a new social media app.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of notifications. And the notifications are going to involve... What if every time you got a WhatsApp message, a glass threw itself across your kitchen?
That's what it already feels like. Every time I get another email after I've responded to like 6 emails, I feel like my soul's being shredded apart. So I don't need demon emails. I don't need D-mails. Okay. Wow. Look at this, son of a bitch. So this is your classic Ouija board here, guys. We have, the classic type font. The name, the logo, in the corners of the board, there is a sun, a moon, and then what just looks like little illustrations at the bottom of people using the board. And then we have all of our letters, 1 to 9, and then 0. Yes, no, goodbye, no, hello. There's no hello on the board.
We're already in.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, just by holding it, we're in.
That's worrying. Do we spell out yo or what's up?
Maybe, yeah, I guess that's it. The spirits we contact, they don't get to say hello. They gotta just spell out whatever they want
to
say.
There's a sheet of paper stuck to the back of it. Does this come with it? Oh, hey, look, it's got a set of rules. Wait, are these the ones you just read?
Nah, these are new rules.
All right, well, let's definitely read those.
There's worryingly a demon little girl, in the background of the rules. So I don't know whether I should follow these. Cool. Well, this is good to know. All right. So this is pretty handy. We do have, as Roy says, a list of instructions for how to use this specific board. I think you might need to check inside that package again. Hopefully we have a planchette.
Oh, yeah. There is something in here. Yo, hello. There it is. Ooh, this is, Jesus. This is a wooden heart with an eyeball at the top of it and then a hole below. I don't like this, man. I don't want to be here.
So
I'm hungover, dude. I just want to
negative energy and just. I don't think it's going to affect the board. So just, I was just trying to be upbeat because if that negative energy gets into the board, then we could have some nasty little characters on our hands.
Was that one of the rules that I have to be happy when I do it?
Because I just think
I was very open about how unhappy I am about doing this.
I think like if you hang around with 3 other Lamborghini owners, you'll be the 4th Lamborghini owner. And I feel like if you bring negative vibes to the board, we're gonna attract some negative demons. And
okay, well, I mean, I could try my best. I'll try my best. Right, but so, you know, shit's been hard recently, and I couldn't pay my rent this month, so bounced back, and then my landlord got in contact.
I'm
yesterday.
Just worried that we're gonna get like whingy little demons who also can't pay their spirit world rent.
Is that a bad thing?
Which is pathetic. So
financial hardships come.
I don't
come around every.
I'm not gonna feel sorry for you. Like, if you tell me this story, I'm not gonna. There's no point in telling me it because I just don't feel sorry for you.
It's fine. Which is, I gotta find somewhere to move to.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, this is work, so can you please get your head in the game?
Sure. It's fine.
Like, cool. Like, we can talk about you being homeless, like, whatever, at the end of the work day,
yeah,
if there's time. But, like, we have a lot to get through.
It's just, like, it kind of sucks as well because, as I told you, my family sent me an email saying that they weren't going to do anything big for Christmas this year and everyone was just going to do their own thing. And then they accidentally CC'd me on an email chain where they were planning a vacation. without me. So that kind of, that hurt a bit, honestly. But again, I understand that's not the energy that we want to bring to the board. So, you know, it's fine. But I just feel like it's something worth talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. The trip to Cancun. Yeah. The boat trip. I got that email to... No, I wasn't BCC'd. I was just CC'd because
you got invited.
They just
to my...
figured that, like, sometimes when people meet us, they're like, "Oh, you guys brothers," and it's like, "No, but like to your family, like sometimes they would consider me a more fun version of you."
Well, that's
like a less whingy version.
I think it's safe to say that's fucked because I'm their biological son. So even if you were like a son to them, I am a son to them.
Right, but it, okay, sure. So like. Yes, they obviously have to have you as part of the family.
Sure. Well, apparently not.
But if you were going to spend a lot of money on a Christmas cruise to Cancun, like you'd like obviously you're going to pick the person who's not going to just complain the whole way.
Right. Well, I'm complaining because I'm not invited to the Cancun trip.
Yeah, but I just feel like if you had been invited, you would have found something new to complain about.
Did you get one of the custom sweaters that they knitted for everyone?
Yeah.
It said Christmas 2021.
Yeah.
Everyone we love is here.
Yeah, yeah.
Knitted into the front and back. That's
yeah, it's tasteful as hell. And I'm not going to wear it because it does say Powers family. I'm sure I'm not in the Powers family, so it's probably, it goes over my head. But will I just like keep it in my wardrobe as like a cool memento or whatever?
That's f***ed.
Sure.
That's so, it's only extra awful because I am so cold all the time, having not being able to pay my rent.
Yeah, okay. We're circling
but
back
I can't
to this
pay
one. I
electricity
just feel like you
either,
can't
so.
Move past it. I right. just feel like you can't.
This is going to be hard not to bring that negative energy to the board. Do you understand? Demon, do you have a spare room? Do you have somewhere I could crash for a couple days?
Under,
hello?
Under the car. You sound like my freaking mom.
The demon's trying to close the circle. He's like, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're like, no, hold on for a second. Come back here, you little fucker.
I know you've got a haunted castle or something.
The demon's like, I got a head. Kit. See you at the Christmas dinner. You're going too? They're bringing demons? What the hell? Fucking Xantron the demon is going to my parents' Christmas dinner?
Sure, you would normally be invited, but like you eat too much at the Christmas dinner. They're going to obviously invite a demon who doesn't need food for sustenance.
Xantron knows a guy at the ski lodge. That's where he died. Crazy.
All right.
Crazy. All right.
I feel like
let's dive
in. Your attitude is just absolutely nosediving. So we just need to get through this as fast as we can before you summon some kind of whingy, self-pitying demon to the studio. Instruction number one, gather a few friends.
Or enemies.
Yeah, that'll do, I guess. Two, set the mood. Dim the lights, light candles, light incense if you wish.
You have a candle actually over there, right?
I've taken the liberty of finding the only candle in the house, which is a Muji company Christmas candle.
Okay.
Which
we get some sort of Christmas spirit. That's fine. They were pretty good to Scrooge.
At least if we die by demons, I guess our corpses will be beautifully Christmassy.
Mood set. The Christmas candle has been lit.
And I'll shake this around as if it's incense.
Yeah, cool. get a nice smoky atmosphere in here.
All right. Number two, done.
Easy.
Three, sit on the floor or around a table so everyone can see and reach the board. Cool. We got it on a table.
Awesome.
Designate one person to ask all the questions so the spirits don't get confused. I'm going to say you should ask the questions.
Golf, absolutely not.
Because I feel like you won't be able to keep your mouth shut just with the way this episode's going. And so I might as well just not get them confused about who's talking.
I don't get paid enough to talk to demons. I'm stressed enough fighting my own demons inside of me. I don't need to start talking to other external demons.
All right, here we're getting serious. Number five, place your fingers on the planchette. It should be resting just above the letter G to start.
I thought it was supposed to start with hello. I thought it was very important. One of the old rules was don't forget to say hello.
All right, slowly move the planchette in circles to let the board warm up and concentrate on what you want to ask. So let's start going in circles. Hey, spirits.
What up?
Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for coming on the pod.
Sorry in advance that Rory is being such a little bitch about the whole thing. He's going through some shit. I think he's homeless or whatever.
Keep it light. Keep it positive. They don't need to know all this.
I don't know. Something about, I think he's bummed out that I'm getting too invited to his Christmas, his family Christmas, and he's not. Which
they don't need to know,
like,
that.
Honestly, I don't really get, because, like,
why would they need to know?
It seems obvious, right? I would appreciate if you were nice to us while we're here, that I would ask the demons kindly sit this one out, bud.
Angels only.
And let's see what happens. All right, number 8. Start with simple questions, such as, how many spirits are in the room? Are you a good spirit? That one's a bit loaded, I'll say.
It's a bit sexy.
And what is your name? It's sexy.
Have you been a good spirit?
Okay, let's start off simple. How many spirits are in the room?
What are we going toward?
All
right. 8? Wait, what the?
6. So 6. We have a little bit of movement on the planchette, and we seem to have landed on 6. This is a small room, by the way.
It's crowded with 2.
With
in
2
here.
People, there's not a lot of room. So 6 is a lot. A little bit worrying, given that we're hoping that all these demons, spirits, are
Don't
good.
Call them demons.
Sorry, guys. we haven't heard their intentions yet.
It is worrying you jump straight to demons. Straight past goblins, ghouls, ghosts, spirits.
I mean, I lit a red candle. The instructions have a little demon girl on them. I'm f***ing mentally primed for demons. All right. Let's jump to what is your name? Demon number one. Sorry, spirit number one.
Stop calling them demons!
What is your name, bud?
This is f***ed. They're going to be confused themselves if you keep calling them that.
You are...
That's worrying. We said name.
L. What's that? S?
U-R-L-S.
Earls? K.
Earlsk.
Earlsk.
I mean, I know I was telling you to stop calling them demons, but that is not the name of an angel, let me tell you. Earlsk?
Can we ask?
That's the noise you make when you're punched in the throat. Earlsk!
Can we ask? Sorry, Earlsk. Forgive him. He doth not know what he's saying. Well, can we ask? Thanks, Earlsk, for jumping right in there. Could we ask what spirit number 2 is called? We don't need to go through all of them, but we'll ask what spirit number 2.
All right. I don't like this.
G-L... E.
Glee and Earlst.
T. Glet.
Sounds like a frat boy.
Glet and Earlst. It's an open forum right now. What do we want to know from the demons? Our spirits.
You have to stop calling them
I genuinely
demons.
Can't stop. I am so sorry, guys.
You are borderline possessed. This is so f***ed.
Every
what's
time I
right
say
now.
It, my eyes roll back into my head.
Like, we should probably ask him who to kill, right? Who we should kill?
Don't listen to him.
It's like, what are you saying?
I'm bringing negative energy to the room.
You
don't
keep calling them demons.
Killing people? Are you crazy?
This is f***ed.
Are you good spirits? A. T. Yes. Okay.
Just went straight to yes. I kind of like that. That was just them thinking about it. They were like, yes. Yeah, okay. We're pretty good.
Why do they have to think about it, though?
Yeah, that is worrying.
Could we be so bold as to ask, let's just say, Glett directly, how did you die?
Just want to ask you guys, what's it like being a demon? Like, no, stop it. Stop right there. How would one go about becoming a demon? No.
H?
Could be anything. Hit and run. Hot air balloon crash.
Hot tub. What's that? U? U?
Oh, God.
H-U-S? Hus?
Hus?
What's that? K?
Husk.
Husk.
What's husk? Is that a word?
Let's go out with one final one. We've warmed up the board a little bit.
Should we just give him like a platform to say, it's like, hey, you're listening to all, you're broadcasting to the TPL Nation here.
What do you want to plug?
Exactly. You guys got any good hauntings coming up or anything you want to promote on the show? Ooh, it did just jolt a little bit when I said that. That is worrying.
L-C?
L-C. You'll see, sounds a bit like.
M.
Sounds like you'll see him.
Mm.
L-L-C-M.
Yeah.
Like L-C-M.
L-C-M. All right.
All right. Don't take your finger. You took your hands off it. Don't take your hands off the thing.
Let's
son
just
of a bitch. Stop
wrap
taking
up
your
the
hands
podcast,
off.
Podcast, I guess. So thanks very much, Earlston Glett.
Breaking a lot of rules here, bud.
If you want to just, we're going to get lunch after this. If you want to join us, that's cool by me.
Your hands are off the thing.
I'll turn on the lights, I guess.
Don't turn the lights on. We haven't even closed the circle yet. We got to say goodbye to these.
Oh, right. Shit. Okay.
Sons of bitches. Come on.
Cool. TTYL, guys.
No. That's not how we do it. He took his hand off again.
Oh,
no.
What?
The goodbye. The goodbye at the bottom of the board.
Oh.
Wait, why cool. do we have to move it to that? The whole time we've just been talking to them and they've been using the board. Why do we have to move it to goodbye?
I don't think we need to move it. I think we just need to say it.
Really? I'm going to do both. I don't want Earls coming home with me tonight.
We got one each. All right. Well, thanks very much, Earlston Glett, for swinging by the studio, and I'll see you next time.
Awesome. Oh, shit. Don't throw it.
It almost flew off the board.
That was worrying.
All right. Goodbye.
And then can we take our hands
circle
off now?
Circle closed.
Hands off.
Pardon.
That was stressful, man. I'm sweating.
Well, Earlston Glett, unless they were Christmas elves that the candle invited into the studio, not really sure what those names mean.
I really hope this week's episode of the podcast is, This Paranormal Life Ouija board featuring Earlston Glett as guests. This week we brought on Earlston Glett.
Wow, I hope you guys enjoyed that little first-hand attempt at the Ouija board. Certainly a first in our books. As paranormal investigators, somehow we let that one slip up to now.
I do love a good physical aspect when it comes to the podcast, you know, whether that's some sort of in-person investigation or using some sort of paranormal equipment. It's a great idea for a show.
Rory, we talked a little bit about the history of the Ouija board, and we've actually tried one firsthand. I'm afraid, have to be so crass as to ask you to decide whether you think Ouija boards are paranormal or not.
It's a tough one, you know. Based on our experience today, I mean, as I said, when we put our fingers on the magical little heart eyeball thing pointer, it wasn't moving because we weren't moving it. And it's I don't know the dynamic between the person and the board. Are you supposed to move it and then, like we kind of did, where it just goes in a general flow or direction and builds a word? Or is the idea that it moves by itself mm-hmm. and you're just putting your fingers on the piece? It definitely felt like we were doing most of the moving just then. And even with us doing that, it wasn't really spelling out any real words. If they were, they're not words that I'm familiar with. Maybe in the underworld, those are day-to-day terms. But yeah, it was quite strange. We didn't get any real answers to our questions.
I wanted to do this the way that just the average person would try it at home. It would have been easy for us to like go for a quick laugh or like a fun like social media video clip where we like spell out something absolutely nuts that we've decided beforehand.
It's spelled corny or investigate or something like that.
But I was genuinely curious to see what happens. I completely agree. It's a little bit misleading to say that I think the planchette moves entirely on its own. I think it's more this thing of whoever's got their hands on it, we all move it in like small, subtle ways. And then it's just wherever, once you get it moving, it's wherever it kind of happens to land. And then you're kind of guessing, has it stopped over a letter? Has it not?
Yeah.
So it's a bit weird. And I would like to try it again. And I would like to try it with more people sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think that's probably where it becomes the most believable, when there's so many people using it and touching it that you don't even know who is forcing it in any direction.
And you're quite right. We didn't really, for one reason or another, get any kind of really, really crystal clear answers.
But at least now that the circle is closed, we can stop being so polite and courteous. F*** the demons.
Okay. All right.
The Ouija board.
Hopefully they weren't demons.
C. See you later, asshole.
Rory threw the board on the ground. All right, we have to wrap up because we got about 5 minutes before Glett gets back here with a fucking Glock. So it sounds like in the case of, for us today, in our experience, what do we think Ouija boards are real? I think we're going to both say no today.
I'm going to say no. There's a chance that we biffed the ceremony or some part of the process, but we did follow all the rules. We were polite and antagonistic, and we didn't really see much of a result. Now, that being said, we could be haunted to the world's end in the following week, but until that happens, it's going to be a no from me.
It's going to be a no. One thing we didn't do is we are doing this during the middle of the day. People do say you got to do it at
supposed
night.
Supposed to do it at night.
But, yeah. You know, we'll see. I'd love to do this again, maybe on like a live stream or something. It would be quite fun.
Yeah, that'd be a cool idea. Or a live show, to be fair.
Absolutely.
We could get audience members up as not like victims or sacrifices, but as like volunteers. That's the word I was thinking of. Sorry.
And we can go hide behind bulletproof glass while they do the Ouija board.
Yeah, we need to be behind demon-proof glass. Whatever they use for the fucking Pope Mobile is what we need to be behind, which is, I think is just a wall made of Bibles.
Hope you enjoyed this investigation into all things Ouija boards. I know some of you will have your own stories about this, which would be cool to hear. I don't think we've actually had many submissions up to this point about Ouija boards.
Yeah.
But I guarantee now that we're asking for it, someone will have a story.
Send them in to thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com.
And we have a super special announcement to make right now. If you head over to thisparanormallife.com/store, we have just dropped some new merch items.
This might be my favorite design that we've ever released before. I think this is the coolest thing in the world. We knew that we were going to be doing an episode on Ouija boards at some point. We knew it was going to be a huge investigation, so we wanted to create a bit of tie-in merchandise with this episode.
So we worked with an artist to make a custom This Paranormal Life Ouija board design.
What?
And because we're heading into winter, we wanted to put this design on some cozy items. So not only can you get this design on t-shirts, but also on hoodies.
We've also, for the longest time, wanted to create a bit of merch with the TPL iconic phrase, live fast, investigate, and die young.
Baby.
So we incorporated that into the design to make this what I think is an amazing looking live fast, investigate, die young Ouija board, This Paranormal Life design. It looks great. You should absolutely check it out. So check it out. The link to the store is in the description of this very episode.
Remember, if you can't get enough This Paranormal Life, you just can't wait till Tuesday for another full-length episode, head on over to Patreon. Patreon.com/thisparanormallife is where, for the last 4.5 years, it's been the home of This Paranormal Life. It's where we put full-length bonus episodes every single month, bonus content, that is full-length investigations into the paranormal, just like the main episodes, but sometimes wilder and weirder.
Oh, yeah. Patreon is where the TPL family live. And I mean like a real family, not like an actual family that ditch you, lie to you.
Disinvite you to Christmas.
Yeah, rude to you, don't want you to be a part of it. This is a family where everyone is everyone's happy and equal, and I'm invited. So it's check it out. It's great. It's good fun.
Quick sidebar, the kit-only live stream will be coming later this month, so tune in for that.
This is the first I'm hearing about that.
So thank you for tuning in this week. We will, of course, be back next Tuesday with a brand new paranormal tale. We'll be over on Patreon with a bonus episode this month. And until then, remember to live fast, investigate, and die young.
Baby!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.